This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specialises in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. If you've ever considered hosting a ceremony, this show is going to give you some tips on creating a wonderfully clear energetic space to act as a cradle for you to work in. I know of many therapists and healers that would like to begin to offer their time holding space, making and sharing ceremony, creating opportunities for transformation and change to take place. I've actually had a few emails asking me if there's anything energetic that I would suggest should be taken into consideration as these therapists and healers plan their ceremonies, how to create sacred energetic spaces for people to come to. If you have any questions you'd like me to answer, just send over an email to me, amanda@themasterenergist.com, and I'd be delighted to answer them. Who knows, I might even use your question as the basis for one of my shows here on UK Health Radio. So I put this show together to help everyone, including the therapists and healers that have asked for my help, and so that other therapists that could benefit from this can also get some helpful tips too. Maybe I'll inspire you. All of the tips I'm sharing are going to be relevant though. Even if you're not planning on creating a sacred space to offer ceremony in, this show is going to be really relevant whenever you want to improve any space, whether it's for home meditation or a breathwork space or a space for contemplation, for mindfulness and so on. So stay tuned. My name's Amanda Nelson and this week on UK Health Radio, I'm exploring some simple energetic tweaks that you can use to turn any space into a high vibrational, sacred one. A space that's really, truly set up energetically for holding any kind of ceremony in. It doesn't matter how brilliant you are at creating the framework for a ceremony. If you don't assess and take steps to make sure that the environment's beneficial, then your ceremony is going to be affected. It all comes down to reducing something I call the level of vibrational interference in that space. You should aim to minimize the level of vibrational interference whenever possible. Vibrational interference in a space will ruffle up what ought to be the smoothest of meditations. It's going to aggravate the simplest of transformative processes. Vibrational interference will add white noise to what ought to be a calm, clear being space. Vibrational interference will prevent clear communication with those guides, guardians and helpers who will undoubtedly assemble energetically and spiritually to support you and everyone in the room with the success of that spiritual connection. High vibrational energy always flows best through a clearer space, and this high vibrational energy will benefit your energetic connections and enable them to be more successful in a multitude of ways. Every vibrational energy has its own significant signature, and in your space, you're looking to create energetic signatures that will have a beneficial impact on your ceremony and what's going to be achieved within that ceremony. Simplistically, I suppose, the vibrational signatures create a calm and clear space, or they can create a chaotic and congested space instead. Congested energy that is not in flow will be counterproductive. It's going to be counterproductive as congestion loaded upon congestion creates blocks and stagnations for everybody in the ceremony. Hardly the kind of environment for uplift and transformation to take place, I think you'll agree. For alchemy and magic, you need clear, open energy transportation. I recall in the early days of working as a therapist, I didn't have my own dedicated space to work from near where I live in Oxfordshire. I hired a clinic room by the hour in a local town, and it was near to where I live. And it was also a room that other therapists used to use as well. And the therapists came from a really broad range of disciplines, acupuncturists, osteopathists, body massage therapists, there were therapists involved with psychiatry, and also there were some involved in therapeutic counselling. And we all shared the same rented space. Goodness, sometimes I'd walk into the room allocated to me on a particular day, ready to set up for my own session, and the stagnant energy would hit me full on. I'd have to completely clear this space as fast as I could before I started my own session. How could I be expected to do a good job for my client if I had to work in energetic smog? And how would my lovely client possibly achieve their energetic transformation when they were opening up and being immersed in a soup of energetic stagnation and decay? Before opening up for any kind of therapeutic or ceremonial work, take an objective look at the space you intend to use and be clear to yourself about how much control you can have over changing it. It may be that you have found the perfect space, but you need to make a bit of extra time before you're ready for the ceremony to start so you can weigh up the energies in the space when you've arrived in it, and still have time to make decent changes to it if necessary. Clearer energy spaces make for more beneficial energetic transformations, in my experience, so it's worth the extra effort on your part. Creating a stable environment with high vibrational energy flowing all around it will make your life easier, while a toxic environment, well, it makes sense that that's going to make it harder. So let's take a quick look at how you can weigh up the energy in the space around you. When you arrive in the space, before anything else, I want you to find a chair, sit down in that chair, sit calmly and allow yourself to still. Now tap into the atmosphere in the room. How does it feel to you? A lot of the time, if you can feel how your body is responding, that will give you an idea of the atmosphere that you're now sitting in. Does the room feel airless or not? Can you breathe all right? You know, does the atmosphere feel light or heavy? How heavy do your shoulders feel now? Is there a dank or dead feeling in this space? Is something not quite right about how you're sitting? Does it lack feelings of aliveness? Do you feel yourself in some ways shutting down? Does the space feel chaotic, spiky even? Does the space make you bristle? Or does the space kind of make you feel a bit sleepy, make you feel almost a bit subdued, even a bit down or drowsy? Is there any energetic puddling? Is there vibrational clutter? Does the room seem to carry light easily, or does it seem to have pockets of unnatural shadows? So you sit there and feel what's happening in your body, and then you relate it to the atmosphere in the room. I've given you some suggestions a moment ago. If you're picking up on anything that's low vibrational, and these are all symptoms, I would say, of a low vibrational space, the next thing to do is move out of the chair, have a look around, open up some of the windows in the room if there are any. If there aren't, just open the door and allow the air to change. You want it to be on the move, and the only way really to do that is to get it to circulate more, and that means opening the doors, opening the windows. And as you open the door and the windows, as you open them, call in the cleaning vibrations of the air energies. And you'll know as soon as the air begins to circulate and change, the air energies will arrive. And as they arrive, they will brush past you. You might feel them kissing the side of your cheeks. And when that happens, thank them for coming. Now, the next thing you can do is perform a smudging in the room. This is done by burning sacred herbs such as Californian white sage, Palo Santo wood, or mapacho leaves. The fragrant, purifying smoke from any of these is going to create a clear, safe, more stable and energetic canvas, a blank energetic canvas for your ceremony. Waft the smoke from the fragrant herbs around the room. Don't forget to address the corners of the room, spaces under the tables and chairs, and along shelves. And when you smudge your room, begin in the left-hand side, the left corner, and move around the room counterclockwise. Going counterclockwise helps remove the energy in the room. Moving clockwise invites energy into the space. And as you carry the herbs around your room, you can repeat a cleansing chant such as this. I command the negativity, low vibrational energy and non-benevolent beings in this space to leave. You are not welcomed here, and you must leave and go to the light. I like to imagine my smudge stick and its feather as a kind of energetic broom. And I'm dusting and sweeping with this broom. I'm sweeping the energies right out of the windows as I smudge. If you don't have access to sacred smoke, you could burn incense, but these must be natural fragrances. The incense will not have the purifying properties that you are looking for if they're not natural. I love to use frankincense for this, but you can also use sandalwood, patchouli or cedarwood. Now, alternatively, you can smudge with sound. You can play uplifting spiritual music or use other sacred sounds like drumming, gongs, chimes or bells. It might be that you can't smudge the room. If you're not permitted to, for fire safety reasons, natural sounds will also clear a space. If the sound is gentle, then the cleanse will be gentle. And if the sound's really strong, then the cleanse is going to be more profound. It may be much easier to use the cleansing and balancing power of natural vibrational sound waves. Vibrational sound waves can be generated with a singing bowl, easy to carry, a small gong, a bell, a tuning fork, or a chime if you have one. You might also feel confident enough to use your voice, though it's not something that I would trust my voice to do. Any of these will work well to clear your space, and it won't set off a single fire alarm in the process. So keep all of these tools in your toolkit when you arrive in your space. And once you've performed your atmospheric smudging, I wouldn't let anyone enter the room until you're ready to begin your ceremony. And if this can't be helped, then ensure everyone that does enter is also smudged or gonged, if that's how you're going to do it, before they're allowed to come in. And ask them to keep chatter low and move slowly and silently as you set up. Your ceremony will be much more effective if the room has time to clear and settle before you begin. You can close the window when the smoke's faded and the atmosphere in the room has completely shifted.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
My name's Amanda Nelson, and today on my show for UK Health Radio, I'm looking at how to reduce vibrational interference in spaces where you'd like to hold your ceremonies. I received some emails from therapists and healers who are setting up ceremonial spaces for the first time, and they wondered if I could give them some advice on how to make sure that the energy in the space is as clear and as supportive to their processes as possible. So let's think clearer space, safer space, sacred space. An overcrowded or cluttered room is going to trap energy and lower the vibrational energy of that room. Stagnant energy accumulates around clutter. It is important that you take the time to declutter your ceremonial space. I know that just like in the old days when I shared a space with others, you don't always get to choose the level of clutter that's going to be left around you as you work. So if possible, when you arrive, clear away anything that is really unnecessary. And if you're not going to need it and you feel that it doesn't really add something beneficial to the general ambience of the space, I'd try and move it out of the space or cover it over with a cloth. Pop it in a store cupboard if it's movable, or behind a screen if you can't move it, until you're finished. You're going to create a much more stable environment and high vibrational energy when you get rid of clutter, including that unnecessary furniture. Be sure to check the room as well for things like dust. Stagnant energy clusters in and around dusty areas. And I'd recommend turning off, or if possible, removing altogether, all electrical devices from the room. You also want to switch off your Wi-Fi so it doesn't interfere with the energy frequencies flowing to and from the space as you're conducting your ceremony. Once you're certain your room is clear, then you can create that special atmosphere in it. This can often be the most fun, creating that own ideal ambience. And to me, this means activating all the senses. Play gentle music or natural sounds if you have a nice recording of bird songs or trickling water or raindrops in the background. Switch off overhead lamps or harsh lighting. Those overhead lamps, well, they're a bit too harsh and cutting energetically, aren't they? Switch them off and light some beautiful side lights, or put white candles, light them and put them safely in hurricane lamps. Keep the room full of gentle warmth and introduce uplifting scents like lavender, jasmine or rose. And consider bringing in a small vase of fresh flowers and place it where it can be seen and admired. And surround yourself with gentle coordinated colours that support the kind of ceremony that you're intending to share. Think comfort. Comfort, and minimize the objects in the room to those that are natural and those that will contribute positive vibrations. Also bring some mats, some cushions and some blankets to swaddle your clients in and create coordinated hues throughout the room. I remember, trying to hold a spiritual development circle in a local community hall near where I live. And it was awful, actually, because everything in the hall was dark and everything in the hall was also brown. Brown carpets, brown furniture, brown fixtures and fittings, brown tables and brown cushions on the brown chairs. The brown patterned flocked wallpaper was the finishing touch. I had no control over this space. Everything looked like toffee, and no matter how I worked on that space, it still felt like I was pushing energetic treacle up a hill. It's not that I hate brown, but it was old brown, the kind of brown that had been applied some 30 years ago, I suspect, and no one had returned to update it. So I soon learned about choosing much better spaces to hold my developmental circles in. Just thought I'd note. And in addition to preparing the room and creating a sacred space for where you will hold any kind of ceremony, you also must consider how important it is for you and anyone else that's helping you with this ceremony to prepare themselves. For clarity, energy needs the cleanest of all kinds of vessels. And I suppose what I'm trying to say is that I'm thinking of you, the host of this beautiful ceremony, as a vessel in your own right. How you're going to present yourself for any ceremony, whether you're the host or the guest, is as important as how carefully the space has been prepared to hold the ceremony in, or what the ceremony itself is going to include. So ensure, first of all, that you have the right mindset. You know, what's my general state of mind today, you might ask yourself. And if you're not calm, how can you create that calmness in yourself? Perhaps make some time alone to still your thoughts and step into an inner space. I recall before I used to go on stage when I gave demonstrations of clairvoyance at my local spiritual church, and whilst the hustle and bustle of people arriving was inevitable before the demonstration began, I'd sneak away to a quiet room out of view and allow myself to become still, present and undisturbed. If you're offering a ceremony, then it might be that you need assistants who can greet your guests on your behalf and ensure that any last minute details are managed so that you're not going to be disturbed. And this then gives you the opportunity to step away before you step back in. You need a clear state of mind before opening up any ceremony, before holding that space for other people. And if your mind's too active, already too full of thoughts, too full of emotions, too much baggage and too much busyness, it will be a bit scrambling for you, and that will make it more difficult for you to enter the space you need to be as a vessel to host a ceremony well. Don't begin until your mind is calm and you feel centered and grounded. I don't mind what time it says on the clock. Until you are ready and you're calm and centered and grounded, don't start. You're looking for clarity and stillness in your state of mind before you can create that for others. Also, unpopular as this may be, I'd also avoid consuming, this is on the day of your ceremony, caffeine, alcohol, mind-altering plant medicines, recreational drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, unless, of course, it's important for you to take them, nicotine, overly rich food and drink, anything inorganic, genetically modified or processed, and that can be food or drinks. And ideally, I don't want you making mobile phone calls, checking or catching up on emails or social media, sending or receiving texts or anything else like this that has the capacity to impact you and lower your vibrational energy. Remember, if it's low vibrational, don't add it to the vessel. You'll want to ensure you have cleared any negative energy from your own energy field in the same way as you want to clear the energy within your ceremonial space. And I've learned from experience that when I prepare myself through being fully cleansed and relaxed, it allows me to make a more positive, high vibrational contribution to any energetic session I attend or lead. Cleaning your body will clear the energy around it and your immediate energy fields as well. So make sure your hair and your nails and your skin are clean. You know, shower. Take a relaxing bath before your ceremony. Make sure any nail varnish, if you wear it, isn't chipped. Either remove it entirely or put on a fresh coat. If possible, incorporate natural whole salts and calming natural aromas into everything you do as you prepare yourself in this way. We all know that using natural products on our skin and avoiding synthetic products with those denaturing chemicals that they contain, or those heavy synthetic fragrances, is always a good idea. Even if you don't have time to take a full bath or a shower, you must make time to clean your own energy field in some way. I prefer Sacred's Palo Santo smoke for this. I believe Californian sage can be a little bit harsh, but it's up to you. I also believe you ought to dress respectfully for any ceremony. I like to think about what I'm wearing. I like to arrive for any ceremony, thoughtfully presented and well-dressed. I dressed respectfully for ceremony. I wear freshly laundered, well-maintained clothes, and I prefer natural fabrics on my skin as they feel better. These natural fabrics also have a beneficial effect on my energy field as well. I have clothes, actually, that I set aside and only use when I'm working. And I prefer to work barefoot if I'm able to. If you are going to wear jewellery, keep it to the minimum required. Choose sacred jewellery that's chosen intentionally for each of the ceremonies that you're going to offer. Your jewellery should not be too reflective or distracting or jangly, as this can interfere with the energies in the room, and it also puts unnecessary white noise into the energy fields around the environment. And so it kind of destabilizes the ceremony. Prepare yourself mindfully and dress for the ceremony. Both of those are really important. It's most certainly going to have an effect on the quality of the transformation in the space that you're going to be holding. Finally, if you intend to use any sacred tools in your ceremony, then these need to be thoughtfully prepared and may need to be readied too. I've already mentioned about your jewellery. It could be that you need to smudge those before you put them on. And certainly any crystals that you use, for example, well, they're going to need to be cleaned down before you begin. If you have salt and fragrant oils as part of your toolkit, well, they're going to be ready straight out of the bottle or the jar, aren't they? When you've cleared your space and it's ready for your guests to arrive, before anyone comes into the wonderful atmosphere that you've created, what I'd like you to do is take a precious moment and apply a divine light protection to that space to guard and protect it and ground it. I need you protective over the space that you've created. This is the space your ceremony, your sacred ceremony, is going to be held in. Divine light above me, divine light below me, divine light before me, divine light behind me, divine light within me, divine light beyond me, divine light protect me, divine light, connect me. Divine light, lead me on my pathway forward. Return me on my journey home. This divine light protection will transform your ceremonial space into a vessel of protected light with an energetic shield that will hold everyone safely in the sacred space created for their transformation. And before any guest can enter, I also go to the main entrance and place an energetic waterfall above the entryway so that each person is cleared down as they enter, and energetically they're also cleared down as they leave the space. So, do you feel better able to prepare a space for any kind of ceremonial work now? I hope these tips have been thought-provoking and you found them useful. You can apply these tips to any space that's going to be used for transformation, whether by yourself or surrounded by other people, creating a wonderfully clear energetic space to act as a cradle for you to work in. Will limit the vibrational interference that stands in the way of beneficial and easeful transformation taking place. If you have any questions you'd like me to answer, just send over an email to amanda@themasterenergist.com and I'd be delighted to answer them. Who knows, I might even use your question as the basis for one of my shows on UK Health Radio soon.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.